This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
That's South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy. He chaired the House Select Committee on Benghazi that led to the Israel revelations. He joins us right now from South Carolina. Good morning, mm-hmm. Congressman.
Good morning. How are y'all?
We're doing okay. Hillary Clinton is, despite the reported 500,000 north of that emails out there, she's blaming James Comey for this. Do you blame James Comey for these revelations?
Well, to the best of my recollection, Director Comey did not tell her to set up her own private email server. He did not tell her to lie about almost every aspect of the email. He didn't tell Uma Abedin not to turn over all of her devices, and he didn't tell Anthony Weiner to sex with underage girls. So I don't know how Jim Comey is responsible for any of this.
We're getting word this morning, according to Reuters, that Loretta Lynch, she did not want James Comey coming forward with this. She said it violates law and policy. So he allegedly said to her, are you ordering me to keep the new Clinton email bombshell a secret? Now, based on your experience, because you know these folks, did that happen?
I am sure that Loretta Lynch and Sally Yates, her top deputy, had a conversation with Comey, but the FBI director was given a 10-year gig for a reason, so he or she can be independent. And I could have sworn Loretta Lynch recused herself from this investigation because she met with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. So what in the world she's doing talking to Jim Comey about this investigation baffles me.
So, Congressman, you were out on Sunday. You're helping us out to define what this actually means. And, of course, here we are on Tuesday still talking about it. I was on radio yesterday with Congressman Jim Jordan, and he kind of surprised me. He came out and said, I think it was probably not the right thing to do for James Comey to come out like this close to the election. I know you guys are friends. How do you feel?
Well, we are friends. I love Jim Jordan, and he's a three-time NCAA wrestling champion, so I would never disagree with him to his face. But we're 1,000 miles away from each other right now. I think Comey had an obligation. He told Congress the investigation was over, so new evidence came to light. He could have either sat on it and been criticized afterwards for not telling us, or he could have done the transparent thing and said, look, I'm notifying you. He didn't comment on the substance of the emails. He didn't even say that it's directly related to Secretary Clinton. He just said the investigation has reinitiated. So I viewed it as a notice document, and the timing, again, is not Jim Comey's fault. It is not his fault this is coming up a week or so before the election. That is Secretary Clinton's fault.
Of course, you know, this is the divide here in this country. If you're for Hillary, it is James Comey's fault, just as it was before when James Comey had made the announcement that he wasn't going to recommend an indictment. That, you know, there was gross negligence and all that and set up everybody to think, oh, my goodness, they're going to indict her. No. Oh, no, they're not. Funny thing happened on the way to the indictment. Things changed. And so now here we are. Funny thing now on the way to the election with 11 days left, the announcement comes up that, you know, he's reopening. And so he puts on notice, Congress, that this has taken place. And as we're finding out, more and more information, Loretta Lynch wasn't endorsing this. This is something that James Comey had to do on his own. Again, this is, you know, I guess the challenge that James Comey has. He's fighting his own personal demons in terms of trying to maintain some integrity here and to protect the interest and the reputation of the FBI. No doubt, because of what happened earlier, it had gotten tarnished, including his reputation. People were rather dubious about him. And now people are going, well, maybe not quite as bad as we thought. He got connected with his conscience, and maybe he got some help from his fellow FBI agents that said, look it, you know, this is, you know, we can't put a round peg in a square hole here, and you're asking us to do this. And this goes against so much of what we believe in and what the FBI is all about. He had to be between a rock and a hard spot, no doubt about it, and had to make a tough decision here. What do you say? How do you feel about it? let us know. Bill Martinez Live, here we are. You can drop me a line, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, we're committed to that end, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in. Yes, I mean, America deserves better. I mean, it's a government of, for, and by we the people, and it is about time the American people take this country back. And it can be done, ladies and gentlemen. And next Tuesday, you'll have that opportunity to let everybody know what this government is all about. Are we going to save the republic, or will it continue to travel on this trajectory that really abandons founding principles that have been so much of what we've believed in? And I say we, those of us baby boomers who have grown up with the America, we've got this new America, this almost socialized America that is quite threatening. And we're here to tell you that it is not in your best interest. If you don't believe us, listen to many immigrants who came from socialized countries, and they will tell you, and they are rather distressed when they consider this 21st century America and the trajectory that we're currently on. This is Bill Martinez. Dr. Herb London is with us right now, the president of the London Center for Policy Research. Dr. London, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing well. Always nice to hear your voice, Bill. A great pleasure to be with you, of course.
Hey, well, Dr. London, you know, boy, you know, you think about it. We were talking about this the other day. You know, these candidates and the president that will take over come January the 20th, 2017. Oh, man, they're going to have their hands full. I mean, with all the unrest and all the open-ended potential threats that are, you know, not only within this country but around the country, and let's not even talk about the domestic issues. I mean, this could be a crisis on day one for the next president, couldn't it?
Well, I don't think there's any question about it. In fact, I've often thought that we ought to change Halloween from October 31st to November 8th.
Mm-hmm.
It has become very weird, very odd. We have a divided country, and there's no question that unity would be very difficult to achieve. There are also external threats of the kind that you've described, and a world that's in disarray. The world is looking for American leadership and guidance,
yes,
and it's not getting it at the moment. Whether it can get it with a new administration remains to be seen. These are the great challenges that face this country and face the world.
Well, Herb, we got here because there's been kind of an abandonment and an ignorance and dare I say, even allowance of rather reckless thought and conversation. And much of it has taken place in the faculty lounges, and it's seeped into the classrooms, and it has indoctrinated our young people to think that America is unworthy, and it's almost like they need a crash course, kind of an Evelyn Wood School of Speed Reading crash course, so that they can get up to speed and understand just how important America is on the world stage, and to counter all this, this prejudice thinking about this country, because you look at, just to your point, exactly, because of the lack of leadership, there is an incredible amount of confusion, not only in this country, but around the world.
Well, Bill, let me come back to your first point. American studies in the United States today, circa 2016, is anti-American studies. Mm-hmm. People do not know about the achievements in American life, the romance associated with the founding of this nation, the extraordinary sacrifices that were made in order to create this new nation. There is no doubt that young people today believe that Columbus came to the New World, obviously, to spread disease. Mm-hmm. They do not have any understanding of what the founding fathers had to go through in order to make the sacrifices so that we could have the foundation for the Constitution that exists. They do not understand how unique the Federalist Papers are and how they are a reflection of the Judeo-Christian traditions that we live with. Part of the difficulty in the United States today is that people do not understand their own society. They have learned that the United States has been exploited, that they've taken advantage of minority groups, and that, by and large, America is not a worthy nation. Well, if you look at the last 1,000 years, and you talked about accomplishments, whether it was the introduction of the computer, electricity, or you're talking about the airplane, you talk about anything that has occurred in the pharmaceutical industries, you would have to come to the conclusion that were it not for the United States, none of these things would exist.
Exactly.
The United States is in the forefront, not only of liberty, of technological change, of openness, of free markets. And what has this all led to? It has led to a unique nation, a nation that is really the bright light across the globe. It is when the Statue of Liberty holds that torch, that light shines across the globe and is the source of emulation for people all across the world. It's not at all surprising that when the students in the 1980s tried to create a new China by building a monument to the future, what did they build? It wasn't the Eiffel Tower. It wasn't the pyramids. They built the Statue of Liberty. Why the Statue of Liberty? Because that's what they're seeking. They're seeking the liberties that we are so privileged to enjoy, and it irritates me so much that people do not understand and appreciate what it took to create those liberties.
Well, Herb, at the very foundation of all this, and you touched on it, is America's spiritual heritage. That's what's been under attack. That's what's been obliterated, and why, if you take a country's very soul, their spiritual heritage away from them, then you can run ramshod with them. And this is the America that we have today. It's a rather soulless country, really.
Well, not only is it a soulless country, but the thing that upsets me the most is that if you look at our Declaration of Independence and you listen to the words come from the Bible. They're not simply coming from the imagination of Thomas Jefferson.
Right.
And what does he say about rights? The rights are given to us by God.
God-given,
these
yes.
These are rights. These are God-given rights. They are inalienable rights because they are God-given. The only constitution in the world that talks about inalienable rights that are provided by Providence is the American government. It is the American Declaration of Independence. You do not get this in Europe. You do not get this in Asia. Why is that important? Because elsewhere in the world, governments can take those rights away.
Exactly. And they have.
They cannot be taken away. And they have, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
They cannot be taken away in the United States. Now, of course, we're seeing signs where the incremental removal of these rights has been occurring.
Mm-hmm.
Even freedom of speech and, of course, the right to own guns and the right of due process, all of that is now being eroded. But they should not be, because they are clearly the values that we as a nation have put a premium on. This is what stands, this is what America stands for, and that's what we should be upholding. And it's time, I think, I don't care who the president is, I think it is time for the United States to come to an understanding of just how unique this nation is and why we should appreciate the idiosyncratic features of this great nation.
Well, when you think of what we've accomplished and the bright, shining light, as Ronald Reagan referred to, that we are to the world, and how many immigrants, look at this country and scratch their head and go, the very thing we're running away from is the very thing that you're running to and trying to embrace. Don't you get it?
Yeah. Well, people are, of course, even banging the door to get into the United States today, notwithstanding all of the problems that we have. There are very few people who leave America. They want to come into America. Doesn't
yes.
that suggest a great deal about what we are as a nation? We've got to recapture that spirit. We're losing it. I think we are becoming a soulless nation. You said it very well. But the problem, of course, is can we recapture the spirit that makes America unique?
Well, as you stated, you know, so significantly here, quoting our Declaration of Independence, that these are God-given rights. They're given to us by God. And if we choose to turn our back on those rights, then we pay, and we are paying a dire price for it. Dr. Herb London is with us. Our conversation continues. Stay with us, America. It is just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Today, living in the United States means that your online privacy is at risk. Regaining that privacy means going abroad. Privacy Abroad offers secure online privacy because our servers are located in Switzerland, a safe haven for digital communications. As a law-abiding citizen, you have nothing to hide, but you certainly have something to lose. Regain your Fourth Amendment rights and your peace of mind. Go to patriot.privacyabroad.com now. That's patriot.privacyabroad.com.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of my pillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope.
Martinez Live.
It's all about you and for you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Welcome back. Dr. Herb London is with us. You know, when Dr. London referred to Judeo-Christian principles, there is a sentiment, and sadly we have to address this. There is a sentiment, and a growing one, because of the indoctrination of too many Americans that think that we need to abandon our spiritual heritage. You mentioned Judeo-Christian principles in some rackle, and the hair in the back of their neck rises up because of the accountability that it represents. But don't ignore, you know, the songs and the heritage of this great country. God bless America, the blessings of America. Our first president referring to the hand of providence. You don't accomplish the things that America has accomplished. Forget about what they're teaching you in school. Google it. Check it out for yourself. Make sure that you are aware and you know what you believe. Check the facts and see how the hand of providence has made such an incredible difference on this country, even on the Jewish nation of Israel. God's hand definitely there. And I know for some people, they would say, why them? Why not us? And that has been the war that has been going on for thousands of years. And, you know, Dr. Herb, we even have it in our own families, you know, where the Smothers brothers used to always say, you know, Mom always liked you best, right? So
yes.
It sometimes it gets back to that basic human desire is, why is Herb the favored son? Why not me? But, you know, Herb, that is your lot in life. You're the favored son, and so the rest of the family is going to question that, right?
Well, I can only tell you that there isn't fairness in life, but God gives gifts to different people in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's important for Americans to understand we have a religious heritage. It is not at all coincidental that our Constitution is organized as an Augustinian document. Mm-hmm. It recognizes original sin. And as a consequence, you have a tripartite government so that one portion of the government has control over the other and no one has complete authority. Although we are starting to see the emergence of an imperial president. But there is no doubt that the government was organized around principles that are found in our Bible, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. And so what you have here is a country that, if it desiccates the kind of religious background we have, becomes a very different America. Mm. And that's one of the things that we cannot overlook. The traditions of our past are related to thousands of years of religious history. The common sense that we have is nothing but the accumulated wisdom of the past.
Exactly.
So I think it's important for people to understand that when they come to judgments about the state of America today.
Well, you know, I often recall and hold to what God said to Cain many, many years ago after he killed his brother. He said to him, he says, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I think that is the litmus test in this country. If we do right, will it not go well for us? And I would ask you right now, do you think it is going well for America?
Well, I do not think it is going well for America. In fact, I think that what you see is a debasement in the culture, confusion on our policy issues, an understanding that Americans want for themselves but do not sacrifice for others, a belief that narcissism is the most important value that you can have. The whole idea of technology moving in a direction that is largely customized and individualistic, losing sight of the larger community investments that we have, emotional investments. So I do not think it's going well. I don't think it's going well at all. And I think what you have to do is to reclaim the culture. But Plato once made the argument that he who controls the cords controls the states.
Right.
And what he meant by chords, the chords, the music,
yes,
that is the rhythms. That is the culture. The culture of a society is what is critical. And if you look at those who were invited to the president's 55th birthday party several weeks ago, you'd have to scratch your head and saying, these are people who represent the most vile, misogynistic lyrics that you could possibly find in American music. And yet they're invited to the president's party.
I know
that Michelle Obama was appalled. She said, humiliated to her core, her words. Humiliated to a core by the comments made by Donald Trump. And I'm not here to in any way justify those comments because I think they were vile.
Right.
But if she's so humiliated to a core by those vile lyrics or vile words, why isn't she just as humiliated to a core by the people who are coming to the White House and who express this extraordinarily dangerous and ugly kind of lyric
right.
that is now the poison that is afflicting a lot of young people across America? So, again, there's a hypocrisy here that is troubling, and it's a hypocrisy that I think is ubiquitous in the culture. So I feel very strongly about the debasement of the culture first, because we may elect a senator every 6 years, a president every 4 years, a congressman every 2 years, but the culture goes on for decades and decades. It's not as if it changes overnight. So that's something that we have to address. Do we want a culture that's uplifting, or do we want a culture that's nihilistic? Do we want a culture that recognizes the humanity in all of us, or do we want a culture that divides us and creates silos? These are questions that I think we as a nation have to start thinking about.
Well, and to your point, Herb, you know, we just went through all the Halloween celebrations and the parties that were held in the streets of America across this great country of ours. I got to imagine there's a lot of people, you talk about scratching their head, looking at the debasement, the human debasement, the utter vileness that was on display, and it was all acceptable. It's all fine and well. And, Pastor McGee who once said, J. Vernon McGee, who said that America has forgotten how to blush. We just don't blush anymore at this stuff.
I think that's right. I think there isn't any shame. I think you're perfectly willing to accept everything. I call it tolerance madness.
Yes.
And, you know, the first and overarching responsibility of a tolerant man is to be intolerant to intolerance.
Yes.
And what you find is now there is the imposition of this radical view, which is becoming very much mainstream.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't accept it, then you're called intolerant, a racist,
exactly.
a bigot, God knows what else.
Well, this is what political correctness has developed. Yeah,
that's
right.
It's political correctness and steroids, and it strikes me that this is one of the great problems the United States is now facing. We should be able to stand up and say some things are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Some things are really debasement. Some things really do not reflect the best values that we want to pass on to our children. We should be able to say that, but unfortunately, in a society where we become increasingly tolerant about what we should be intolerant of, it's very difficult to say.
Well, and I think this is why, Dr. London, you know, Donald Trump, in a way, is that voice for people, indelicate as it may be. But when you are so coddled by political correctness, and if somebody says anything outside of that nine-dot paradigm, it can be especially offensive, can't it?
Well, I think that one of the appeals of Donald Trump is that he appears as if he is someone who's going to challenge the prevailing sentiments on this whole notion of political correctness.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to some degree, there is value in it. The problem that I have with Donald Trump is that there's a manner for doing so. That
yes.
is, if you want to deal with the constraint of appropriate behavior, then act as an appropriate person. Don't curse. Don't use a four-letter word during the course of your presentation. Don't be bombastic, and certainly don't be cruel to women.
Exactly. And this is where the people come into play here. They need to respond and let all our representatives know that there are boundaries. There's civility. I mean, this is what has been called for on both sides, but when is it going to start? You know, and it needs to start with we the people, doesn't it?
Well, it starts with Bill Martinez and your program.
Mm-hmm.
It starts with a lot of other people in the media. I mean, I think that there is hope for the future. I always believe in America
yeah.
because of our resilience in the past. But I think that it does start right here, right?
Exactly.
Here.
Well, Dr. Herb London has been with us.
You do yours.
Exactly. Dr. Herb London, president of the London Center for Policy Research and the co-author of the new book, The Encyclopedia of Militant Islam.
Life quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
It started at bunco night. A little tickle in my throat, Sassandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You gotta shake, shake, shake. Like a shake, shake, shake. Brand new looks so good on you. So shake like you've been shaking. Come on, shake.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Maybe he came to you. When everything seems
country, welcome aboard. Thank you for joining the fight to do everything you can to be a responsible citizen, to get this country back on track, because that's what's going to take. Rachel Alexander is with us, senior editor at The Stream. She's a political columnist and founder and editor of Intellectual Conservative. She previously served as an assistant attorney general for the state of Arizona, corporate attorney for GoDaddy Software, and Special Assistant Deputy County Attorney for the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. Rachel, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on again.
Hey, always good here. Hey, speaking of intellectual, the Democrats are doing everything they can to put the term anti-intellectual on Donald Trump. I guess that belongs to the Democrats, so they claim. I mean, are they being a little bit like the Chinese, just kind of claiming territory wherever they can claim it, I guess?
No, I totally think so. Anything that sounds good, throw it out there and see if it will stick. And
right.
You probably saw I wrote an article called The Myth of Donald Trump as an Anti-Intellectual.
Right.
Because I run this website called Intellectual Conservative, my personal website, which I started in 2002. And I finally just got sick and tired of it. I'm fed up with it. You know, the left has dumbed down our universities to just a bunch of, you know, crazy PC courses. They kicked out, you know, studying the dead white males, the founding fathers. So the intellectualism has just been, you know, forced out of the university. So for people like Trump who actually want to bring stuff like that back, it's not anti-intellectual. If anything, the left has become anti-intellectual.
Well, you know, this is the deal. Like you say, the left has done everything they can to shut out conservatives out of academia, out of the public square, to have these needed conversations. And this is what you get. I mean, look at varying states across this country of ours that are driven by single parties. You know, whether, you know, it's California and some cities that are being devastated right now. And the things that they have in common is the Democrats are fully in charge.
Yeah, and they're scaring conservatives out of those areas. I mean, I'm a product of that myself. I grew up in, you know, the Seattle area, and I moved to Arizona when I was 24, and I tried to move back recently, and I couldn't. I was made to feel so unwelcome in my own state, and I didn't want to be there anyway. They become so left-wing, over-regulated, overly taxed, too much traffic. I mean, these left-wing states are falling apart, so part of me wants to say just, have it.
Yeah. No, I did the same thing, to be honest with you, Rachel. I mean, this is why I don't live in California. I was born and raised in California. You got to ask me how difficult that was, as difficult as it was for you to live, you know, to leave your homegrown roots and to, but this is the beauty of what our founding fathers constructed with the 50 laboratories that we have across this country, so that when one laboratory goes bad and you got some mad scientist running the laboratory, hey, you got the option to exit stage left if you want.
Yeah, and I have to say, I mean, everyone is running to Arizona. I just can't believe how much we're booming here, and the economy is growing, and we've got all the tech companies leaving Seattle and California and coming to Arizona now.
Well, you know, for a long period of time, you know, Texas, you know, Governor Perry was talking to business. He said he spent an hour, hour and a half every day talking to California businesses going, what are you doing? Why do you want to be there? You know, we got tax breaks. We've got a business-centric market. And this is what Arizona has made some adjustments on. And why not? And this is why it's flourishing, because it's welcoming business. And with business comes jobs and every good thing that goes along with it, doesn't it?
That's true. And, you know, I just got back from visiting my brother in Washington, D.C., and we just cannot get over the difference between the home I own in Arizona versus the home he owns in Arlington. Because, you know, these left-leaning areas become so expensive and such a ripoff. I mean, I've got a 4,100-square-foot house with a four-car garage. It's practically brand new. It's beautiful.
Wow.
It's worth less than his, you know, two-bedroom 1940s built house.
Amazing. Hey, we're coming over for Thanksgiving, by the way. I'll bring pie. You know, we got great Marie Callender's pumpkin pie to bring over. So. But no, you're exactly right. I mean, you know, property values, all this. This is what happens when governments run, you know, properly. They're not laden with, you know, with a bunch of regulations that make things impossible. You know, people can actually live and enjoy their lives. What a concept, huh?
Yeah, and I'm a little scared, though, because if the left discovers that, you know, remember the left moved from California up to Washington and turned it liberal, and I don't want them doing that to Arizona now that I've, you know, discovered how wonderful Arizona is.
Right, exactly. Well, you know, you just need a line at the, you know, at the doorway there of Arizona. You know, if you're a liberal, take this line, and that line will take them back up northwest, you know. Kind of, you know.
I hope so. The left is starting to take over enough here that they've, you know, cracked down on Sheriff Gerard Pyle. You know, the illegal immigrants are now flooding the border. So, you know, they are getting in a little bit, and it makes me a little bit nervous.
Well, you know, this whole situation with Donald Trump, as you wrote about, as being the anti-intellectual, he is turning into be quite the smart one, as supported by this evidence and these release of emails, whether it's from WikiLeaks or from Uma Abedin's very own laptop that she kept at home.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd point out, too, that, you know, Trump has 156 IQ. You know, people always
right.
said that Al Gore was such an intellectual, and I think his IQ was like 130, 140 or something.
Right.
I mean, how can you look up the definition of intellectual in Webster's, and the third definition is someone who's highly intelligent. So, you know, how is that not true? And yeah, the joke's on the Clinton team, because they're the ones who were stupid enough to get caught. I mean, I don't know if you read the how Podesta's emails were actually hacked. It was a simple phishing scheme, and one of the gals working for him looked at it and said, yes, this is genuine. Please, you know, put in your password.
Right. Oh, God. Well, that's what happens, you know, when, you know, you've got so much information out there and so many highways coming in and going in through your, you know, through your resources. It's easy. I mean, you've got to be so vigilant about it, and you can get captured, you know, you can get caught. And here it is, they're exposed big time. And then now we've got 650,000 emails that the FBI is filtering through. Who knows? Maybe those 30,000 emails that Hillary got rid of are enmeshed in the middle of that. What do you think?
Well, since WikiLeaks says there's one more major bombshell it's going to release, I was thinking, you know, and I read in one article, it might be those 33,000 emails that Hillary deleted. Mm-hmm. And if so, you know, as we discussed before the show started, you know, I think this is the only chance Trump really has at winning the election. I've said up until a few days ago that Trump had no chance.
Yes, and exactly. I was with you.
Yeah, and this is the first time I've seen, and only when you have massive amounts of corruption that come out. Like, you know, so far the Democrats have ignored it, but, you know, that Julian Assange is a genius. I mean, he keeps, you know, the pressure up by releasing bit by bit by bit. And then they always say the only way to take down a corrupt Democrat politician is to catch him in bed with a child. Well, there you got Wiener.
Well, here you got it. Exactly. I know. Can you believe that? That's just so disgusting. One final thought here that you've written about, and that is Hillary's fake tweed Twitter trolls. Tell our audience about that. We've got about a minute and a half left here, Rachel.
Yeah, I wrote a couple articles about how, you know, she bragged, her, the super PAC associated with her, bragged about paying all these people to create these anonymous online identities to attack people who criticize Hillary Clinton. And she spent millions on it, and it's very dishonest because not only are these anonymous accounts, but they're lying about who they are. They're saying they're a Bernie Sanders supporter. They're saying they're a Jeb Bush supporter. They're saying they're a middle-aged Asian lady. I mean, these people are using deceitful tactics that we can't even keep up with because, you know, those of us on the right are a little more honest. You know, I might not lie about who I am. I might be anonymous, but I'm not going to say I'm a, you know, a Bernie Sanders supporter.
Right. Well, you know, are we surprised? I mean, Bob Cramer brought that out in the Veritas video, didn't he?
Yeah, it's there's more coming there. I've got an article that's coming out maybe today on all the voter fraud and they, you know, they admit it now.
Yeah, but the Democrats want us to believe there's no voter fraud. You know, Barack Obama says absolutely nothing, nothing there. Nothing there.
But, my argument is going to disprove that.
We'll look forward to that one. Rachel Alexander with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Rachel.
This report is brought to you by Avon. As the company that's empowered and launched more female bosses than any other brand in the past century, Avon recently commissioned a nationwide survey, which revealed that 77% of women say they would love to be or love being their own boss. The top reasons why were cited as the flexibility to set their own hours, no one telling them what to do, more money, and less office politics. The survey was conducted in conjunction with Avon's exciting new advertising campaign, This is Boss Life, which celebrates the flexibility, freedom, and financial opportunity of becoming an Avon representative. Avon wants to empower women everywhere to take a step beyond the typical 9-to-5 work life and say hello to the boss life, because nothing is more beautiful than succeeding on your own terms. Avon is a leading social selling beauty company in North America. For more information on the Avon opportunity, visit sellavon.com.
It started at Bunkle Night. A little tickle my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Bill Martinez live.
Tell me just what you want me to be.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day. Great to have you along with us. We come to you Monday through Friday from 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with Michael Kottman, an award-winning journalist and author, regular contributor to NBC, BLK, NBC News. Kottman covers the 2016 presidential campaign. He writes about the Obama administration, social justice issues, pop culture, and America's ever-changing multicultural landscape. Now, he's received numerous awards, including journalism's highest honor, the Pulitzer Prize, which he earned with a team of reporters and editors at Newsday in 1992 for Newsday's coverage of a deadly subway crash in New York. Michael Kottman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill, and thank you for having me today. Hey, I appreciate it.
Hey, great to have you here to talk about Justice Clarence Thomas and a story that has not been widely reported here and is quite touching and says something, you know, additionally special about Justice Thomas. Break it down for us, if you would.
Sure, Bill. This is a we ran across during some reporting on Clarence Justice Thomas's 25th anniversary on the High Court,
right.
And we ran across an interesting piece about a young man named Mark Davis, who was Justice Thomas's pen pal for about 20 years, from 1991 to about 2001. And Mark Davis was just—he was in fifth grade, Bill, and he was just 11 years old. When he opened his first handwritten letter from Clarence Thomas, who then was a nominee for the Supreme Court.
Mm. Wow. Can you imagine that? I mean, being a pen pal with a justice, especially somebody like Clarence Thomas. And, you know, it's hard to imagine, you know, it was Sunday, October the 23rd, that marked his 25th anniversary of him being on the court. It is amazing to think, because it's almost like yesterday when we went through, you know, that incredible number of hearings and how, you know, how painful that was for he and his family, and dare I say, you know, for much of America. This is very uncomfortable.
Well, it was a polarizing time, and he was a polarizing figure, and still remains a polarizing figure. In fact, for many in the African American community. And this is why I thought that this story was particularly interesting, because what it does is, regardless of how you feel about Clarence Thomas and his views on the bench, mm-hmm. this pulled the curtain back, Bill, to give us a glimpse into another aspect of Clarence Thomas's life, because as you know, he's deeply private and he doesn't speak much on the bench publicly. So this was an opportunity for us to get some insight and sort of a glimpse into this man. And so Mark Davis was again in fifth grade. He was in elementary school, and he had a mentor at the time who worked at the school. His name was Frank Winstead, really mm-hmm. interesting guy himself.
Right.
And they read a story in a newspaper about Clarence Thomas being nominated for the Supreme Court. And Mark told Frank, apparently, that, here's an interesting guy because he's also from rural Georgia.
Mm.
Clarence Thomas is from Pinpoint. Mark mm. Davis is from Decatur, Georgia. They're only 260 miles apart, but they both grew up poor and had financial challenges growing up with their families. So the Clarence Thomas story resonated for Mark Davis, and he asked Frank, I'd like to meet him one day.
Wow.
So Frank wrote a letter, just cold, to then Clarence Thomas, not Justice Thomas,
mm-hmm.
and just said, I have a remarkable young man here who admires you, and it would be great if you could send him a note of inspiration. And so weeks later, here's this letter, from Clarence Thomas, which Mark Davis opens, and it said, in fact, study hard in school, which was basically, what he said, and hopefully things will turn out right for you. So that began this 20-year pen pal relationship between the two.
Amazing. Amazing. And, and this story humanizes Justice Thomas. And as you say, that's all of us. You can look at the surface of who we are and, maybe through a political lens or whatever lens you want to look at, and you can draw conclusions and you're against your own worldview and plus or minus it out. But, after everything is said and done, we're still human beings, going through this journey of life together, and doing doing what we can. And we all have these individual stories like this. So this is quite touching that you have a justice that, in his position of importance, taking the time to impact the life of a young man, 11 years old, and he's invested 20 years into this young man's life as a, kind of as a mentor, hasn't he?
Right. That's true. The last letter that Mark said he received from Justice Thomas was a letter in 2011 congratulating Mark on graduating from Texas A&M University. And Justice Thomas sent him a letter and bookends with the scales of justice on it.
Oh, wow. Very
and,
cool.
And Mark said that was very inspirational. And one thing, Bill, I thought was interesting, an interesting aspect of the interview that I conducted with Mark was that I did ask him, years later, he's 38 years old now, by the way.
Right.
So he's had some time to reflect and think and read about Clarence Thomas's life as a jurist.
Mm.
And so I asked him, his views on that. So since Thomas is a political figure, a polarizing figure, we talked about how some African Americans perceive Justice Thomas. Some think he's still, a traitor for being a conservative and making a mockery of the black experience by, opposing government programs like affirmative action, designed to help African Americans and people of color. So I talked about that with Mark very directly. And what he said was interesting. His point was that he really didn't spend a lot of time over the years studying the rulings, of Justice Thomas. And he just basically wanted to focus.
We got a interruption here. Okay. We'll see what happens. I want to get back. Let's reconnect with him if we can. Our conversation with Michael Cotman, I apologize, has been interrupted here. Just the nature of technology. And, hey, it's a live show, and this is what happens. Rarely, but we'll reconnect with him. It's quite fascinating, this story about Clarence Thomas, pen pal, that went on for over 20 years. And Michael Kottman, award-winning journalist, had the opportunity to speak at length with Mark Davis, who was 11 years old when he opened his first handwritten letter from Justice Thomas. You know, it's quite inspiring, and it just goes to show you that people are available. You know, sometimes people don't ask, and they don't, you know, they don't connect. They always say, well, I'd love to be able to meet this man, and or this woman, and you don't do the basic, you know, the basic part of, you know, of connecting with somebody, and that's just introducing yourself. And of course, he had a little bit of help from a mentor, but nonetheless, you know, quite a story here that these two were able, you know, able to connect and continue on with a relationship, you know, through these written notes. Wow, how special is that? And that's something that you know, Mark Davis will be the effect of, you know, and here now he's 38 years old. So we're back after the interruption with Michael Kottman. Michael, if you can remember where you were at in terms of relating the story of Mark Davis here, that you had a chance to, you were talking to him about the rulings that Justice Thomas had made.
Right, right. So what I was saying, Bill, thanks a lot, was that he talked about how he hadn't had a chance to really follow the rulings, and he didn't really care necessarily about the politics, that he wanted to focus more on the fact that this was a man who mentored him and gave him inspiration at a time in his life when he needed it most.
Mm, yeah. Yeah, exactly. Met him right where his need is. Let me ask you, Michael, because there's been some controversy with this new Black History Museum in Washington, D.C. And Justice Thomas, some would say it's quite glaring that he's been omitted. What is your feeling on that?
Yeah, I've talked to a number of people about it, Bill, whites and African-Americans, actually. And I was surprised, well, not really surprised, but it was just interesting to hear that a number of my colleagues, African-Americans, also would like to see Justice Thomas in the museum in some way at some point. Just even though I will say this, they don't agree with his politics, his conservative politics, and some of his opposition, obviously, to, you know, affirmative action. But what they say is that this is an important and critical part of our history.
Without a doubt. Yes.
Right. And so it doesn't matter where you stand, where you are on the on the political spectrum. The point is that I'm hearing from, you know, friends and colleagues all around, you know, from all backgrounds, is that this is a part of our collective history.
Exactly.
And that it should be acknowledged in some way.
The operative word here is collective. At a time when our culture is invalidating the voices of people, you know, I love this country that we can disagree. I love the First Amendment. We got to get through it, Michael. You're a communicator, and you communicate ideas, and it's not that we're necessarily going to convince everybody. I don't know that you can argue somebody into agreeing with your position, because they've got to be able to see the validity of whatever discussion takes place. And because of our backgrounds and the way we're raised, sometimes it takes us a little bit of time. I mean, here we are. How many years later are we still dealing with slavery and the related issues here?
Right. You're right. we're still talking about it. And one last thing, Bill, I'll just close on this.
Yes, please.
A lot of time left.
Okay.
Is that when I asked Mark Davis, you know, what he's doing now, he said, you know, he lives in Houston, worked as a car salesman at a car dealership. But more importantly, he says that he's volunteering at his church to help young people prepare for the workforce.
Wow.
When I asked him why, he said, I'm giving back because somebody gave back to me. And he said that Clarence Thomas and Mark Weinstead helped him and pulled him up.
That's the way it works. Michael Kottman, I'm Bill Martinez live. Thank you, Michael.
All states are prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have
have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.